Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Narito ang mga dapat ninyong malaman sa pagpapatupad ng mas mahigpit na coronavirus restriction sa Victoria. Magkakaroon ng kapangyarihan ang kapulisan para magpatupad ng mga striktong patakarang pangkalusugan. Ang lockdown ay tatagal hanggang 13 ng Setyembre. At ayon kay Premier Daniel Andrews, ang 6 na linggo ay maaari pang tumagal hanggang 6 na buwan.
These steps are the ones we have to take. These are the decisions I've made because anything short of this will not keep us safe. Anything short of this will see this drag on for months and months and months. That is not acceptable to me. Having to stand here every day reporting more and more people dying, we need to come down on this hard. This is what this strategy is all about. We've avoided the worst case scenario. Now we have to get to that COVID normal and we have to get there as quick as we possibly can.
Alas 8 ng gabi hanggang alas 5 ng umaga ang curfew sa Metro Melbourne. Papayagan lang lumabas ang mga magtatrabaho, tatanggap o magbibigay ng kalinga. Sa umaga, hindi maaring lumampas ng 5 kilometro ang pag-ehersisyo o pamimili at isang tao lang sa bawat kabahayan o household ang papayagan sa mga shop. Limitado rin sa 1 oras ang pag-ehersisyo. Mula Miyerkules, ipagbabawal ang pagpapakasal. Ayon kay Ginoong Andrews, ang pagiging epektibo ng lockdown na ito ay nakasalalay sa pakikipagtulungan ng bawat isa.
Stay at home, and when you are out of home, you must be close to home. You cannot be going from one side of Melbourne to the other. You can't be going out in large groups. You can't be spending prolonged periods of time away from home with other people. Ultimately, all of these changes are about limiting movement. All of these changes are about limiting the number of people that we come in contact with. Daily exercise is just that. It's an opportunity to get some exercise. It is not an opportunity to live our lives as if this pandemic was not real and was not here and was not literally the biggest challenge we've perhaps ever faced.
Samantala, ang mga nasa regional Victoria, kabilang ang Mitchell Shire, ay isa sa ilalim sa Stage 3 lockdown mula hating gabi ng Miyerkules. Maaari lang lumabas kung bibili ng pagkain, mag-eehersisyo at magbibigay o tatanggap ng kalinga, magtatrabaho o papasok sa eskwelahan. Sinasabing ang pagkakaroon ng Stage 3 restriction ay nakatulong para mapigil ang nasa 20,000 kaso. Narito ang pahayag ni Chief Health Officer ng Victoria na si Brett Sutton.
To look at the numbers every day through the lens of a healthcare worker, you could not tolerate 500 cases day in, day out, a dozen deaths day in, day out, a number of new outbreaks, a number of new nursing home residents infected. That is intolerable. So numbers absolutely have to change, but it's for everyone to play their role in doing that.
Sa 5 ng Agosto, lahat ng estudyante sa buong Victoria ay mananatili sa bahay at sasailalim sa remote learning, maliban kung ang parehong magulang ay kinakailangang pumasok sa trabaho. Ipapatupad ito mula sa Kinder at Early Childhood Services sa Webes. Batid ni Victoria's Education Minister James Merlino ang epekto ng Stage 4 lockdown sa mga estudyante at bawat pamilya.
Remote learning is hard on everyone, from our magnificent teachers and staff to parents at home to, most importantly, our students. But we've been really, really conscious of the impact of every decision we've been making in regards to Year 12 students. For our Year 12 students, this is a year like no other, and we need to support them every step of the way.
Ayon pa kay Ginoong Merlino, ang petsa para sa end-of-year Victorian Certificate of Education o VCE exams ay hindi magbabago. At matatanggap ng mga nasa Year 12 students ang kanilang end-of-year ATAR results. Samantala, nagbabala naman ang Victoria Police na ang mga lalabag sa Stage 4 lockdown regulations ay magmumulta ng higit $1,600.
We don't take this decision lightly. We take it because this is so serious. And we are saying to the community, we've all got to take this seriously. Most people are, but as I said yesterday, some aren't. Some are showing appalling behaviour. This is at the highest level. This is only the second time we've used a state of disaster. For all those who want to try and test the police powers, this now puts out of doubt any of those powers.
Ang ibang detalye ng mga paghihigpit na may kaugnayan sa trabaho at empleyo ay iaanunsyo ngayong Lunes. Tatalakayin din ni Premier Daniel Andrews ang mga income support at cash flow support measures para sa mga negosyo, kasama si Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Inaasahan naman na makikita ang resulta ng lockdown makalipas ang 7 araw. At yan ang ulat ni Julia Carcatcel para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.